بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are studying this chapter in which is the prohibition of wailing excessively, crying, mourning, crying, screaming, etc. when somebody has passed away, slapping the face, tearing clothes, pulling out hair, shaving the hair, etc. That this is all prohibited. And Islam teaches us to remain within the limits in all conditions. That whether there is a condition of great joy, then also we mustn't go over the limit, but we must be balanced. And even if there is an occasion of sorrow and sadness, then also we must make sabr and control ourselves. وعن أبي بردة قال وجاء أبو موسى فغشي عليه. حضرت أبو بردة رضي الله عنه says that Abu Musa Ash'ari رضي الله تعالى عنه had become ill and seriously ill, and he became unconscious. ورأسه في حجر امرأة من أهله. And at that time his head was in the lap of one of the family members, one of the family women. His head was on her lap when he became unconscious, and he was lying like that. فَأَقْبَلَتْ تَسِيحُ بِرَنَّةٍ. And then that lady started screaming, wailing, etc. That, oh, what sorrowful that his condition, and over the limit which is not permissible. She was screaming, crying like that, wailing, mourning like that. فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ أَنْ يَرُدَّ عَلَيْهَا شَيْئًا. And in that condition of his, semi-unconscious or unconscious, whatever it was, he could not say anything. He was just lying like that. He was in that healthy condition of his. فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ قَالَ. When he regained his consciousness, then he said, أَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِمَّنْ بَرِيَ مِنْهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That I am completely free and I have nothing to do with those from whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is free, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got nothing to do with them. Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bari'un min as-saliqa. Then he explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is completely free from saliqa, that is that woman who wails and mourns and who goes in excessiveness over the limit, that he has got nothing to do with such people. Well, haliqa, and the people who shave their hair in that sorrow, to show the sorrow, they shave their hair. Washaqa, and those who tear their clothes, that I've got nothing to do with such people. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared himself free of those who wail and mourn in a prohibited manner shows the severity of the prohibition, and that the behavior is contrary to perfect belief and being pleased with divine decree. Also, this hadith teaches us that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave due importance to following the sunnah even at the time of their death. And that when somebody is doing something wrong, this is a thing which we are generally very neglectful of. We don't inform the people who are doing wrong. Many things, for example, many people in their namaz, they lift their legs off the ground such that time, or they scratching here, there, everywhere, and they are friends or something, we can tell them. It's our duty in a nice way, with muhabbat, with love and kindness, to inform them. We see somebody is making his wuzu, but for example, he's not washing his elbow properly, or he's not washing his ankle properly. We just normally keep quiet. We don't say anything. In the house also, with the family members, somebody is doing something wrong, lights are left on unnecessarily, fans are left on, and we do just keep quiet. This is not correct. When something wrong is done, and then in a nice, suitable way, wherever we can, it is very important that we must correct it. The dressing of our children, the haircuts, etc., we don't speak a word about these things. And we on our own carry on with our piety. That is not sufficient. In a nice way, suitable way, we don't have to be abusive or very raw, etc., but we must bring it to the notice. وعن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I heard Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, Man niha alayhi fa innahu yu'adhabu bima niha alayhi yawm al-qiyamah. A person on whom people mourn, wail, cry in this prohibited way, do these things of the days of ignorance, pagan things, then that person will be punished for it on the day of Qiyamah. Just as we read in the other hadith that he will be punished in the qabr for it. Yeah, it comes that on the day of Qiyamah he will be punished. And those same conditions apply, that if he requested it, that you, when I die, you must show your sorrow, you must cry, you must mourn, scream, and act in an irrational way, etc. Or he knew that in that community, family, society, these things are prevalent, and he did not stop from it. He did not say, see, when I die, I don't want all this business here. Then that person will be punished for it as well. When Ummi Atiyah Nusayba qalat, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Ummi Atiyah Nusayba radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, أخذ علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن عند البيت عند البيعة ألا تنوح. That Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم took a pledge from us when he made us bayat. We women, we became bayat. One of the things that he took a pledge that we won't mourn and wail about these things. From here we learn also that when taking a bayat of a person, it's necessary what that person is. If you know he is involved in a particular sin, then from that sin you must let him make tawbah from that sin. Yeah, that time common it was that the people used to wail and mourn in this prohibited way. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took bayat on that point as well, that when somebody dies, etc., we won't wail, we won't mourn, etc. Wailing was a common practice amongst the women in the days of ignorance. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made them pledge that they would renounce the practice in future. So all wrong practices, we should try and stop them also as far as possible, ourselves stay away from them, and whenever, if we do take a pledge, then whatever wrongs we are doing, we should pledge we are not going to be doing those wrongs anymore. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا